Crucial talks are due to take place in Washington tomorrow between Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and the foreign ministers of Denmark and Greenland, the strategically important Danish region that President Trump has coveted for years. His repeated threats to take over the island have prompted warnings that such a move could lead to the breakup of NATO. Malcolm Brabant reports from Copenhagen.
High noon in Copenhagen, and the guard changes at the main royal palace, as Danes worry that their kingdom is about to be shrunk by a Trumpian heist. President Trump has been stretching nerves here in Copenhagen this past week by ramping up his rhetoric, but the Danes haven't responded. They're hoping that quiet diplomacy will neutralize the threat to annex Greenland. Denmark is backed by NATO allies who believe in the sanctity of Greenlandic sovereignty. They fear the president has been emboldened by his Venezuelan operation and will pull the trigger.
I'm not talking about money for Greenland yet. I might talk about that. But right now, we are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not, because if we don't do it, Russia or China will take over Greenland. And we're not going to have Russia or China as a neighbor. Okay. I would like to make a deal, you know, the easy way, but if we don't do it the easy way, we're going to do it the hard way.
Rasmus Jarlov chairs Denmark's Parliamentary Defense Committee. He says the Danes will be accommodating, but they have some solid red lines.
Trump has said that they need to do something on Greenland, and I would take him at his word, because we don't mind doing something on Greenland. But what we do mind and what we can never agree to is just handing over Greenland, selling 57,000 Danish citizens to become Americans. They don't want to do that, and it's not a matter of price. They categorically don't want that, and we are not going to agree to it.
Greenland possesses vast, untapped mineral wealth. Its strategic importance grows daily as the Arctic ice melts, creating maritime passageways across the top of the globe. The United States' sole military presence is its Pituffik space base, used for missile early warning and defense and space surveillance. Vice President Vance used his visit there last March to pile pressure on Denmark, which is responsible for Greenland's defense and foreign affairs.
Denmark has not kept pace in devoting the resources necessary to keep this base, to keep our troops, and in my view, to keep the people of Greenland safe from a lot of very aggressive incursions from Russia, from China, and from other nations.
Lynn Mortensgaard is an Arctic specialist at the Danish Institute for International Studies. She says that under a 1951 treaty, there's nothing to stop America beefing up its military presence.
In this defense agreement, the U.S. has very wide-ranging options for expanding its military presence in Greenland with bases or increasing troops or having new installations, radar installations. Many, many different things could be done under this defense agreement.
Last October, Denmark pledged $4.2 billion to boost Greenland's security with ice-breaking patrol vessels and advanced drones. This commitment, though, is apparently insufficient for President Trump.
There is basically nothing to stop the United States military from staking a claim in Greenland. So, for example, a single soldier could just walk down the main street of Nuuk and claim that this is America now, but that is something that would be immediately contested.
Associate Professor Tom Crosby lectures on military operations at the Royal Danish Defence College.
This is forcing NATO to contemplate its existence and the possibility that it will not exist in the near future. So this is an absolute existential question for NATO. It is unprecedented, and I would say it was unimaginable just a few years ago. It's the most significant challenge NATO has ever encountered.
But on Monday, NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte promised action.
All allies agree on the importance of the Arctic and Arctic security, because we know that with sea lanes opening up, there is a risk that the Russians and the Chinese will be more active. And currently, we are working on the next steps to make sure that indeed we collectively protect what is at stake here.
For a different perspective, we turn to Martin Åholm, a former Danish soldier who, 16 years ago, lost both legs when he knelt on an IED in Helmand province in Afghanistan. We met in 2014 when he was performing in an anti-war ballet and reconnected this week as he drove home after delivering a truckload of donated supplies to frontline Ukrainian forces.
As a soldier that had fought for NATO and helped when USA called for Article 5, I feel offended. I feel hurt.
Despite his injuries, Åholm has conducted 29 solo missions to Ukraine, and he believes the president is on the wrong side of history.
I actually think that Trump is stupid enough to try to attack Greenland. There's no invading force waiting to invade Greenland. You protect Greenland with sensors, with satellites, with radars, not with 10,000 of soldiers.
If you take a look outside of Greenland right now, there are Russian destroyers, there are Chinese destroyers and bigger, there are Russian submarines all over the place. We're not going to have Russia or China occupy Greenland, and that's what they're going to do if we don't. So we're going to be doing something with Greenland, either the nice way or the more difficult way.
Danish trepidation about the talks in Washington has increased after learning that America's hawkish vice president will be chairing the meeting.
It's unclear exactly what the agenda is, and we have seen how, for example, meetings in the White House between Trump and Zelensky can backfire also. So this is a delicate balance for Danish and Greenlandic diplomacy.
And tonight, the Greenlandic Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen laid out his red line.
Now we are faced with a geopolitical crisis, and if we have to choose between the USA and Denmark, here and now we choose Denmark.
Should they leave Washington empty-handed, the Danes will ask their European allies in NATO to reinforce the defense of Greenland. A NATO meeting is slated for next Monday. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Copenhagen.